Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? I'm Lily Marston, here with Jesse Smiles, and we've made it to episode 131.
We did. And yeah, I have nothing else to say. I was going to say something, and then as I started, I was like, actually, bitch, just shut up.
You know? I did just read the comments from the last episode, and...
Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Especially in the current state that our comment sections have been in, it's just a spiral. I love you guys. I do, but wow.
I looked anyway. Thank you for the birthday wishes. I feel like a lot of people were like, oh my God, we have the same birthday. And I'm like, oh, well, good. Were we clear on when my birthday was? Because
No, you weren't, because I didn't even know. Okay, hold on, because this has been haunting me ever since it happened. What happened was... We filmed on Tuesday.
I told you I was wrong as well. I thought my birthday was on Wednesday. It was on Thursday. It's the 28th.
Well, when we filmed on Tuesday, she said, oh, my birthday's tomorrow. I thought she was referencing to our post date. Like you were talking in the future, like when you guys are watching this, my birthday's tomorrow. So I thought her birthday was Saturday. So I spoke to her all of her birthday without knowing it was her birthday. And I did not say happy birthday. And we were just talking about like the show and random shit and stuff we saw on the internet. And then at night, she's like, hey, do you want me to edit a little bit more? Because I didn't make any plans because I'm lame. And I was like, plans? You don't make plans ever. What are you talking about? Like, why are you saying that? And then it hit me all at once. And I just put, wait, dot, dot, dot. Is it your birthday? It was like 11:51, bitch. I literally was like, I need to disappear. Yeah,
barely.
Oh, that was so tragic. And I'm so sorry. But I do hope you had just the most wonderful day.
It was pretty anticlimactic, actually. But I was just going to say thank you to everyone for the birthday wishes. But that wasn't the point of bringing up the comments.
I'm scared. What?
This is something that you said during, and I thought to myself, is that right?
But then I just, come on, not the fact check. What?
Joseph Smith, the Mormon guy?
Yeah. Oh God, is he not a diddler?
He's long dead. He was like the originator of the Mormon.
Is there like a Joseph Smith Jr.?
Warren Jeffs.
Warren Jeffs?
Oh my God. It's not really close, but.
Thank God he passed away so he cannot sue me. But what he did, he was with kids too, no?
I was going to say, like someone said, well, I mean, he probably slept with kids too for sure. Yeah. But you said it and I was like, I think that was like, a long time ago, but I'm like, maybe I'm wrong, and whoops, sorry.
I do be spitting those facts.
But yeah,
that are
so
not
there's
facts.
A lot of corrections about that.
I'm sorry. Well, that's nice. That's not the type of thing in the comments that sends me into a spiral. That's perfectly fine. My apologies for that. Sorry to Joseph Smith, I think. Unless he diddled kids, then I'm not sorry.
No, we're not sorry.
But anyway, today's episode, wow, an interesting one, huh? Quite a wide variety, some could say, of topics.
It was such a journey that I went on. Should we start with mine?
Sure, let's do it. Because I actually was following along this topic, which is about, if you guys don't know, Sarah Joy on TikTok. If you heard of like the Amish girl that went missing, or not missing,
girl.
But like the plane girl, yeah. The plane girl that everyone was worried about, who just kind of like got on TikTok, was like, I have to go. And people were like, they found her phone, she's gone. And that's why people wanted us to cover this. They're like, there's a girl in an Amish community. She was forced to get off of TikTok. Nobody knows if she's okay, if she's safe, all that stuff. The development is very developed at this point.
Guys, I did a deep dive.
Well, people were saying that Marky covered this and they're like, oh, I already saw Marky's video. I was like, I haven't yet, but I bet you Lily probably found her like mother's sister's Facebook page, knows their birthdays.
I did. We're not going to look at those, but yes, I did find those. The focus though is going to be more that I have my, you know, secret skill of finding deleted videos, and she's since deleted her entire account. But guess who has basically every TikTok?
Lily, I'm guessing. And honestly, I have not, like, I kept up with it in the sense that I know the gist of it, but I don't know the specifics, so I'm excited to hear about it.
So now that you brought it up, I actually don't know if I know what the origin was. Did that first video come completely unprompted?
What's the first video?
Like looking scared. We'll watch that first, but.
So I saw her page before she deleted anything. So it was back when everything was present, and that was her last TikTok where she looked like she was terrified.
But had someone like exposed her first?
Nobody had exposed her. All we knew and what the TikToks before that were, it looked to me as someone on the outside looking in as if she was someone who didn't want to be in the Amish or Mennonite or whatever the community is called. She looked like she didn't want to be there and that she was very much hiding a phone. Like she found a phone and then she was like doing secret TikToks that were very much against what that community kind of goes for. And then all of a sudden she posts a freaking TikTok being like, okay, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that, and then leaves. And okay, I was like, so what?
We're going to go down that,
yeah,
that journey. But so let's start with her last video. She ultimately then posts another video after this. But the method I use to get the deleted videos, it doesn't, you can't like scroll through all the comments, but you can usually see like a couple, like the top ones.
Okay.
These are two of the comments on it, which it had over 20,000 comments on it, almost 21,000. And it had like a million likes. Literally, this says, nah, someone save her. 99,400 likes. Someone says, no one's going to talk about her actually looking scared, with 213,000 likes on a comment.
People definitely thought that something happened to her and that she was being forced to say what she said.
Yeah, here, let's watch it before we go any further.
Hello. This is the last TikTok that I'm going to be making while I'm still in the community. It has been very nice to get to know all of you, and I appreciate the opportunity that you have given me to talk about the community. I wish you all well.
That's it.
Yeah. Which, if you saw her videos before this, very different vibe. That's
Which we'll watch some of them because I have them. A few thoughts for this one. Awful lot of traffic for an Amish community.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even realize that.
Listen to this.
Hello. This is the last
lots of cars
TikTok that I'm going to be making while I'm still in the community.
They don't have cars?
No, they did like horse and buggies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, period.
I mean, maybe not. There's a range, and I know there's a difference between Mennonite and Amish, and also there's different like levels of Amish that like
some which
of
them are the okay. ones that make the cinnamon rolls? No. I used to live in Homestead in Florida, and there was an Amish farm that made cinnamon rolls. I thought that was a universal thing, no?
I don't think that that's like an Amish signature.
And I'm pretty sure they took like square pay and shit. So I'm like, girl, you got computers up in this bitch.
Now I kind of want a cinnamon roll. Basically, she looks obviously like scared in that video.
Yes.
And she kind of like looks off to the side a few times as if someone's like forcing her to make the video. So before this, they were like, this is this sweet, wholesome plain girl, and plain is another word for Amish. I think it applies to, oh God, there's more than 40 subcultures in the Amish community.
It says plain people wear distinctively plain clothes, I guess that's why they're called that, and adhere to a simple and traditional style of life, excluding many conveniences of modern technology. That doesn't specify religion, but I do know she's in some sort of religious sector of the plain community.
Yes, well, because then that's why it says there's 40 subcultures. So I know Amish and Mennonite are different things. And then within Amish, there's also a bunch of subcultures on like how strict they are with technology and stuff. I looked up like using phones because apparently some Amish people do allow cell phones, and especially for like kids, not like kids, but like teenagers. And the interesting thing is some are absolutely not okay with phones. Specifically, one of the reasons that TikTok is weird for her to be on is because one of like their values is that you don't want to like draw attention to yourself. So like they don't take pictures usually. They won't, or if they do, they don't like look straight at camera. They don't want to be like self-indulgent and like trying to bring any outside attention to themselves. So on top of the technology thing, I thought it was weird right off the bat that I'm like, wait, what do you mean the Amish girl has a phone? And it is like huge on TikTok. Like that seems kind of interesting. Everyone loves her. She had, I don't know how many followers she had, do you?
No.
But it seemed like a hefty amount if she's getting 200,000 likes on her comments. So the world goes from being very concerned from this video, thinking basically that someone caught her with the phone, I guess, then, and that they were like gonna punish her.
People definitely thought she was in physical harm. I think because of her body language and the way it was so different from how she had communicated before. But I even saw people that had like sponsored her or like worked with her with their like small business and given her like a code. And they had to provide updates to people because that's how curious people were. Like if anyone had
people
posted
were calling
about
the police.
Yeah. I mean, it was really, really bad. And I do remember that specific lady that worked with her. She said that Sarah was like so appreciative because this woman gave her an opportunity to let her make money essentially to get out of this community. Like she always gave this vibe that she wanted to get out.
Yeah, here, I'll show you some of those first. I do also have a comment that, two comments, that this is why, spoiler alert, she may or may not be a fraud. She may be like cosplaying basically as an Amish or a plain person, but she isn't actually in the community, which I have a lot of proof for, but we'll get to that in a bit. What pisses me off is because, like, at the end of the day, I don't, like, if she wants to dress up like an Amish person, like, whatever, live your dreams. My problem with it is that she maybe didn't outright, like, I don't believe she ever says, I'm Amish or I'm a Mennonite, but she very much allows everyone to think that and, like, embraces it and exit on. As Jesse said, she has kind of acted like she wanted to escape the community because, like, when you leave, the family, like, will usually, in the community, will, like, exile you. Like, you're shunned and they, like, won't talk to you anymore. So it's like they have to suddenly be out in the world and then they, like, don't have any contacts. They have no money. They have nothing. So it's a very dangerous situation to be in, which she is met with a bunch of people that are offering things like, and I don't remember what video this is on, but someone goes, I have such a strong gut feeling to tell you this. I don't know if you even want to leave, but if you're wanting to go, now is the time. You have so much support. Set up a Cash App and people will help you. And that has 1,400 likes. So it's like, people are offering to give her money so they can help finance this escape. Someone else said, I have an extra room in my NYC apartment. It's the Bronx, but if you ever need to break free, I got you, girl. And that has like almost 400 likes. So people are very much like actively wanting to help her, which that's what gives me the ick because I'm like,
she allowed that to go on. You don't need help. Clarifying.
Like, yeah. And how far was this going to go? Was she going to accept that from people? Because she just opened a PO box not long ago either.
Oh, shit. Yeah. It seems like there was plenty of time and opportunity to clarify, like, if she is part of the community, hi, I want to be here. Like, I choose to be here and this is what I want. Just to tell people, hey, I don't need help. I'm good. Thanks. Like, she wanted this pity almost. I don't know if I'm jumping the gun, but it seems that way.
Well, first of all, it's a pretty niche community type of influencer to be because most Amish people don't have phones. People were really interested in like the lifestyle and stuff, but she was portraying it also, I think you even mentioned earlier, in kind of like a negative way. She posted several about, these are pretty dark, but here's one. The caption on the screen says, I want to join the Amish so bad. And it's like her like dramatically looking at the camera.
After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
So then it flashes to a bunch of like Amish child sexual like articles, like hundreds of them.
My gosh. So she's basically being like, you want to be Amish? Are you sure? Look at all the abuse that goes on in my community. Yeah.
This I thought was interesting, given that little note. This one has captured, it's like her holding a lantern. It's very dramatic.
What is going on?
I know. And it says, in quotes, the Amish are so pure. The Amish have it right. We should be more like them. What good values. And then she dramatically turns the lantern off and then again.
Oh my God.
And it's more flashes of news articles about child sexual abuse in Amish communities. And I don't have the caption in front of me right now, but it definitely has in the caption, like, childhood essay survivor Amish. Like, she implies that she has gone through that.
I do have to say, like, even if she's full of shit, it doesn't mean, like, that is a very legitimate thing. And it's weird that she's using that for her own weird pity or whatever the fuck. Like, it's not like she's just trying to bring awareness to the that goes on in her community. She's just like,
well, and it's trying not her to imply community.
She's a part of it. That's a whole separate thing. I don't know what community she's in, but
so not as dark as that, but she very much does have stuff where she's posted acting as if she wants to like leave the community and she's like stuck there. This one is particularly interesting because my dreams are just dreams, and she's like basically crying, and it shows pictures. She basically wants to go to cosmetology school.
Okay, this is freaking me out. What the fuck?
So keep that in mind.
Oh my gosh. Because
Girly Pop chose to do this and is not in a community. She doesn't live in one at least. This is just like, I'm stuck and I need to get out. And then it says, what will probably happen? And then it shows Amish people holding babies.
Okay. Hold on. So she's putting what will probably happen. And it's an Amish woman holding two children, like being like, I'm going to be forced to procreate in this community.
Yes.
And when you come to find out, even what, this is not speculation, like she admits she was not born into this.
She says she joined in 2018.
And she also is like fighting to stay in that community because she was caught on TikTok. So it's like, you want to be in there so bad and you're posting shit like this. That is so freaky. And I saw a lot of people speculating, like, oh, you know, she's obviously, like, mentally ill, and that's why she's doing this. To which I say, like, probably. Like, not to, like, diagnose her, but yeah, sure. You can't do shit like this and worry hundreds of thousands and millions of people just for attention, all because you're suffering with any sort of mental disorder. It's not an excuse. And I'm really tired of people excusing shit like this, which really did worry people, made people who maybe couldn't even help feel like they needed to help and give resources they didn't have. Like, this is not right. And it could have gone a lot further if she hadn't been caught. So it's just, exactly. It needs to be called out.
I think it's crazy that, like, people even before that video were, like, wanting to help and, like, wanting to give her money. And, yeah. Like, I don't know if she was accepting it, but I have to wonder if that's where it was going. And I also saw someone speculate on Reddit that that would have been, like, such a good story arc if she wanted to keep making content, where it's like, Plain Girl escapes her community, and then now it's like, Plain Girl goes to this place for the first time. Plain Girl tries this for the first time, and it's like a whole new thing, and, like, has this supportive audience that's like rooting for her and giving her money. I think it definitely could have gone a lot further than it did. This is generally, like, just to show the kind of content she would make, and this is, like, how she got the following. It's stuff like this.
Hi there. It's Sarah Joy, your friendly neighborhood fling girl. I wanted to express to you how deeply grateful and moved I am of the love and support shown in my last couple videos.
Did you also hear a hint of an accent there?
I don't know.
Let me play another one, because there's definitely a strong accent coming through that I was like, what is that? I didn't know that it was potentially not her actual talking voice until later, but
Oh, we got a fake. Is there such thing as an Amish accent? I don't think so, right?
I think I sent it to Becca and she said it was like an Appalachian.
Oh, Appalachian. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sure. Listen to the accent in this
one. Hi, friends. I am so excited to show you. This box right here is from Miss Commando. My friend Lizzie Ends. She makes soaps and lotions and all sorts of wonderful things. And she so kindly sent me this box of her products. And we're going to open it together and see what it looks like and what all is in here. So excited. I can't.
It almost sounds like a hint of Irish.
What's the name of that place?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Yeah, that's the place I'm thinking of. She sounds kind of like she's from Minnesota. What's her real talking voice sound like?
So that's what we'll play in a minute. But so that was one of the first videos I saw, because that was one of the few that was left when she, because she deleted all of her videos except for three. And now she has deleted the entire account. But after the video where she appears scared, that is when someone from her, like, where she lives, decides that she's like, fuck no, I'm gonna expose her.
Oh boy.
I don't think I would have done it. And I definitely think she's a little harsh, but nevertheless, she felt the need to share. People were very upset about this. Like, they were defending Sarah Joy to the death. And
this is the last TikTok that I'm going to be making. Still in the community.
Bitch, if you're Amish, then I'm Amish, because I know you. I know this girl, and she is lying to every single one of you here on TikTok. I met Sarah and her sister Anna. Yes, her sister Anna, not her friend Anna.
I forgot. So I don't have this video because it's gone, but her sister, who has pretended to be her friend, which I have an older video that confirms that, and it's really creeps me out. But I guess Anna, the sister, came forward pretending to still be her friend and was like, she's safe, she's fine, to try and, like, ease everyone's concern. But plot twist, it was her sister, not her friend.
Through mutual friends that I had at church when we were teenagers, I went to one of my friend's birthday parties. They were there. I met them. They were nice, a little bit weird because they were homeschooled and I don't think they socialized very much. They seemed very sweet. Throughout the years, I've come to realize that Sarah has a lot of mental health issues. I've seen her go through, like, different phases, like, you know, kind of like emo phase and then whatever phase. I don't know. I don't really keep up with her. But when I saw this video, it really pissed me off, because even Mama Tot commented on it out of concern, saying, like, you know, who snitched on her? And everyone, even on, like, Reddit pages, is in an uproar because they're so scared that the community found out that she has a TikTok, when there is no community that she's associated with. And I'll probably get some hate, I don't care, but I have pictures to prove that they're sisters, and I also have a picture of them and my two friends, but I do not want to post my two friends on here because I don't have the permission and I don't want them to be involved in any kind of drama. but I do have some older pictures of Sarah and Anna. Give me a second. Your precious, sweet Amish girl is wearing makeup. I don't know who these two girls are, so I'm not blocking them out because I don't care. This is a picture of those two and my two friends. Like I said, I'm not going to show their faces because they don't need to be involved. If they want to be involved, they can, and I'll post a picture. But, yeah. I'm blocking out the child, but here they are. Them with their parents. I don't know who the child is, and just in case, you know, blocking it out. Them at some family function. I don't know. I don't know who these two girls are either. Sarah at Krispy Kreme. Don't know who this girl is, but as you can see, she's not Amish or Mennonite. I'm sorry. I just think what she's doing is wrong. I'm exposing her. I don't care. There's no Amish community to worry about. Sarah is literally fine besides some mental health issues that she needs to figure out. And another thing, I don't know why her sister Anna is protecting her. Not really my business, whatever, but I think that's effed up too.
Up until that point, everyone had assumed she, like we said, had been Amish since she was a kid. That is what she has insinuated. That's what she's always allowed people to speculate and kind of run on without ever clarifying that. And she very much kind of basically did everything but say it herself, that that's what happened.
Well, let me show you an example where she talks about her childhood.
Today I went back to where I spent a lot of my memories with my little sisters, but it didn't feel right. The field we used to race down and roll around in the cut grass and wade in the spring. All the grass has been cut down and someone's building a house there. The bridge over our stream is fallen down. And there's more trash in the stream now than there is water. Everything has gotten so different. My sisters aren't even here anymore.
So a few problems with that is, one, she moved to this town in 2016 when her dad became a pastor. Number two, her sister lives with her.
Yeah, I was going to say, your sister didn't leave. She's like in the bedroom next to you, isn't she?
Correct, correct. And there's proof because if you look at some of the sister's old TikToks, they very much match, like, here's her on their little porch, mm-hmm. and then here is Sarah on the same little porch. Everything matches up, this one too. So that was a childhood one, and then she also did...
There, she doesn't insinuate so much, though, that she grew up
this
in
one
it.
She does.
Oh, okay.
The caption is, when I was a kid hoping I would get hurt in a farm accident and not have to help with planting.
Bro, what the fuck?
Girl, you weren't planting. She also says she works in a plain store.
I work at a plain store. So, of course, I'm not going to tell you whether I'm Amish or Mennonite, and I will laugh at you when you get it wrong.
I work at a plain store, so of course I'm going to entertain your children with songs and stories while you're checking out.
I work at a plain store, so of course if you come in with dyed hair, piercings, or tattoos, I'm going to stare at you. Not because I'm judging you, but because I want them to.
I work at a plain store, so of course I'm going to give your children candy, simply because I think that they are cute.
I work at a plain store, so of course when you mention a celebrity, I'm going to go, who? And you're never going to know whether I'm kidding.
I work at a plain store, so of course... I just want to close up, go home, and sew.
Very relatable.
In that one, she definitely implies that she is one or the other, Amish or Mennonite.
Yes.
So actually, the first exposed video that we just watched, that got taken down, I guess. I assume people probably report it. So she posted another one that had the pictures in it again. We don't need to watch it. She says the same thing. One other creator, though, that came forward when everyone was still really worried was Heather Shaw. Do you know who that is? She looks like Jim Carrey.
Yes, I do.
And she posts this.
This is the last TikTok.
I love this little Amish lady churning the butter, milking the cows, whatever she does out there. No electricity except TikTok. I'm ignorant, but I'm getting... she followed me this morning. She followed me back this morning. I followed her because I was like, girl, what is this? And she followed me back this morning. It's Wednesday. So she's still on TikTok. Is she cosplaying? Is this a real Amish, or is something amiss with this Amish? You know what I mean? She's still on TikTok. She said, let me follow you back. She's probably still scrolling, getting all the news on P. Diddy. I love you, Sarah Joy, but part of me thinks that you're just like, you know, a medical coding and billing receptionist during the day, and then you come home and you hop on TikTok in your Amish garb and make TikToks about how it sucks to be Amish. And it does. All right, see ya.
She's such a good comedian, by the way. Like, she does stand up. Yeah, she's great.
So she posts that, and then after that one, we get this video from Sarah Joy.
Hi there, friends. And others.
When I first watched this, I didn't really know everything yet. And when she said that, I cackled. But yes, we're the others, I believe.
It was brought to my attention that this someone accent? Is on here that I knew their sibling. I did not even really know them. Who's spreading nasty, hateful rumors about me. I was told to choose the plain community, the community that I am in, or the world, to be all in or all out, and it was my choice to make. And so I chose the plain community.
So right off the bat, my problem with that is you chose to be part of the plain community, but then couldn't give up TikTok. All in or all out. All in is not having a phone secretly and being on TikTok, in my opinion.
Wait, what do you mean? I think that she's referring to when she came on and said, like, this is my last TikTok. That was a result of her being given an ultimatum from her community or whoever they are.
We'll keep watching.
Yes, I did. The girl that made those awful rumors about me, saying that I'm a scammer and a fraud, I kid you not, the last time I saw her, there was somebody opening a window over there, I was not looking to the side because there was a person there holding me hostage, you goofballs. I was looking to the side because someone was pulling past me in a truck, all right? You just stop listening to so much true crime. I'm not hostage.
Gross, right? Because it's like, no, you intentionally made people worry.
Yes, when I saw that, prior to knowing she was lying about everything, when I saw that, I got upset because I was like, girl, what? First of all,
she's gaslighting us.
Completely. You very purposefully had that demeanor in that video, acting scared, acting frightened, acting literally like someone was holding you hostage. And this is the fucking internet. And I do believe she wanted people to worry. And now it's just backtracking on that. Like, you guys are dumb. Someone was getting out of their truck. If someone's getting out of their truck in front of you, your eyes may look at them for a second. You're not going to freeze up and look like your cheeks are clenched and like you're terrified. No, we saw what we saw. So that just rubbed me the wrong way.
I actually just saw a comment from someone about that where it was like, as soon as I heard the true crime comment, I was like, nope, I'm out. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Same.
This girl who I will not say her name because she is not worth my time and attention except for to clear my own name. The last time I saw her, it was maybe 2018, 2019 before COVID. And I kid you not, I had already become a part of the community. We stood there at a wedding and had a conversation on why I wore this and why I was wearing a certain kind of clothing. I'm not kidding. This girl has picked and chosen.
Twice now she said she's not kidding.
What parts of the truth she would like to admit so it can get her attention. It breaks my heart. I'm not angry with her, but I am so just shocked and disappointed.
That one pissed me off because I was like, girl, you're livid right now. Are you kidding? I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. Okay.
That she would do this to me. People are exposing where my family lives. They're posting photographs of my younger siblings' faces. They're saying what town I live in. People have been calling my home. Shame on all of you. I converted. I was not born into it. And it has been so clear to me. I learned how to make my own dresses. I haven't worn makeup. I don't cut my hair. I got rid of my shoes that don't match the specific guidelines for the community. And I feel like I'm never going to be good enough. And then someone coming on here and saying to me that I am a liar. It just breaks my heart. I don't even know what to do with that anymore. My friend Gracie has been making me aware of all these different things, and to be clear, I did not follow Heather Shaw on Wednesday morning. That's not accurate. I'm not sure where that went wrong. But I was not on TikTok. I had deleted the app off of my phone to stay within the guidelines of the community so maybe I would have my place back in it. So I could be upfront and forward with the bishop when he comes on Sunday that I am off of it. But I have come back on here to set the record straight because some people will not leave well enough alone. And I may be losing my place in the community now because of it. Anyway, just a reminder, the people you see online are real people.
My biggest thing is that nowhere in all of this does she address why and how she did lie. Why she insinuated that she was abused as a child in this community. Why she lied about the way she grew up. And that's why she deleted
all of those videos before she posted this. Then people found more stuff and then kept posting it and the tides turned and now she has, the entire account is gone.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she's angry because she got caught. Do I believe that maybe she's a part of a church somewhere random with 15 people or something? Maybe, sure. I don't fucking know. There could be a real bishop. Who knows? I don't know how Amish communities work and if they're all like having to live on a compound, if that's like a thing, or if there is situations where you could live at home and still be a part of the community.
I don't want to reveal, I may or may not know where she lives, but I'm not going to reveal that, obviously. But side note to you, and just Jesse will confirm that I am aware of where she lives. She lives,
which is not no Amish there.
No.
Yeah, I think that she's super disingenuous in the way that she's presenting all of this. She's not explaining anything. She's just saying, shame on you guys for X, Y, and Z. Addressing the Heather Shaw thing, are you joking? Like, that is, she was making a joke, first of all. I wouldn't be surprised if the whole thing was just for a joke, like the Heather thing. But she chooses to address that instead of addressing the fact that all of these fucking videos and everything that everyone has gathered and put two and two together now and realize that you probably were never Amish. You made people worry about you, and now you're gaslighting everyone.
And now she's trying to make them worry about her more because she's like, now I'm going to lose my place in the community and it's all your guys' fault.
Good for you. Isn't that what you wanted? You said that was your biggest dream, was to leave the community and go be a hairstylist. Then go do that, girly. I just think that she had 2 feet in 2 separate worlds, and that's how she wanted it. She wanted to be a part of the playing community, but not that much. Why do people have to do things like this instead of just, if you like some of the characteristics of a playing community, then just be that, live that way. You don't have to lie about growing up in an Amish community and all this shit and just what, like, it's just very weird.
But then it takes it to a whole other level where she, on one hand, is trying to, like, seemingly normalize plain lifestyles, but then also is like shedding light on a bunch of the dark aspects of it to make it seem like scary that people shouldn't be a part of it.
And like, if you think you want to be a part of it, no, you fucking don't, basically. But you're right now fretting because you might not be a part of it. So what's going on, sister? And all in all, I do think that she obviously is someone who has something going on mentally. I don't know what that means. I don't know the extent of it, obviously. I think that anybody could see that.
A completely well-adjusted person isn't going to do this.
But that being said, no matter what the reason she is doing it, lying to gain sympathy and worry strangers is wrong. Like, it just is. And I think that she enjoyed the attention and she enjoyed the worrying and she enjoyed everything that came along with it until it basically smacked her in the face and she's like, oh, oops, never mind.
But before we go any further, we do have a word from our sponsor, Rocket Money.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. And oh my gosh, how many subscriptions I had is alarming. I'm not even joking. I could not believe it. There was 3 of some of them. How is that possible?
First of all, I've done that many a time. And I'm like, how long have I been doing this? Also, I have a really bad habit of signing up for free trials and then forgetting to cancel them.
Oh, same. And the best part is that you can actually cancel through Rocket Money, which is so convenient.
Well, and it's also necessary because some of these websites, they make it like impossible to cancel your subscription. And then it'll ask you like 5 million times whether you want to. And I'm like, yes, stop trying to suck me back in. Rocket Money has over 5 million users. That's a lot of people. Yeah. And it has saved a total of $500 million.
And that's just in canceled subscriptions alone. You know those companies are pissed. They're like, we gotta shut down Rocket Money.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use, like I do every single day. And cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/DWKT.
That's rocketmoney.com/DWKT. rocketmoney.com/DWKT. You're not gonna forget it. I said it 5 times. Thank you so much to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode.
Well, and then also let's look at, because now we also have proof that, because she says 2018, 2019 was when she joined, and that's definitely not true. And we have proof. But also the sister. She dragged the sister into all of this. I don't know if the sister was like excited to help her or if it was like she was making her help her or what, but I came across this TikTok that I was like, are you fucking kidding? This is on the sister's TikTok. It's now deleted.
Y'all will never guess who I met at Walmart.
That's her sister.
For our listeners who aren't watching, it was her with Sarah Joy, almost acting like she went up to Sarah Joy and just met her as a celebrity, which to me, I thought that that might be like satirical.
No, because up until this whole thing happened, like she was posting that she was her friend, Anna, not her sister.
Oh, got you. Okay. Well, they obviously hadn't just met then because they live together. So
since then, the sister has posted a few things. I don't know what this one said and I can't find it anywhere, but someone says, good on you for deleting any involvement. No need to be dragged down by anyone else's dishonesty. You know your truth and we support you. And she liked that. Mm. Then also someone said, I truly hope your parents can get your sister help. I don't know if she realizes the amount of women that fail to get out that lose their kids. Pretending to convert is insulting. And then the sister responds, she has actually taken the process pretty seriously. And then the person said, the process of fixing her mental health or pretending she's converted to Mennonite. And then she says the latter, meaning she's taken it seriously, pretending to convert to be a Mennonite.
I wonder if the sister meant that she's taken like the process of converting seriously.
Exactly. I don't know, but weird.
Which again, I could believe that she wanted to do both.
Yeah.
And maybe she was a part of this small community somewhere. I don't fucking know if they're real or not. Again, I don't know.
There is a Mennonite church down the street, but
okay, period. Maybe she was a part of them, but like, I believe that she wanted to be a part of that community, but then also has a lot of things going on and also likes certain parts of the real world or whatever the outside world is called. I don't want to be offensive, but like, you know, where all the rest of us live. Like, she wanted to be a part of both and she just went about it in the worst way ever. I don't know.
One more comment that she liked. Someone said, don't get involved again. The adults know she's making it all up. And truthfully, it was okay because it was harmless until people were scared for her. Now people know she's safe. It's not that serious. It's not worth your mental health to keep up with her charade. Not fair to you. And she liked both of those.
Yikes. Okay, so sister's out.
Yeah. And then she had posted this. I never wanted to get in the middle of this. I just wanted people to know if she was safe. Now I'm looking at losing one of my best friends. And then she posted another one that was just like, this is all too much. I'm signing off for now. But back to the 2018-2019 conversion that she supposedly did. Here's her at her parents' church in 2021 in May. And then we have November of 2023. She's at a church event.
Oh, God. She's not dressed Amish. Oh, shit. 2023? That was yesterday. Yep,
exactly. What's craziest is that people found Curly Pop's old TikTok account.
No.
So her old TikTok account is from 2022, and it also alludes to child abuse on it, but not Amish child abuse, which I'm not here to say that that's not true, but she definitely takes that and then applies it to whatever
situation she's trying to portray. Yeah.
Like she'll show that it's like the same backyard. And even the one where it was like, I went back to where me and my sisters used to run through the field. That's her current house.
Stop it. It kind of sucks because I feel like there's, you know, she's going through some stuff. But guys, you just can't do shit like this on the internet. And I hope that she didn't get money from people or gifts from people who just felt bad. She capitalized off of people wanting to help her leave that community and give them their own fucking rooms in their homes and anything
she
needed.
That's what creeped me out. I was like, people were offering you stuff like very earnestly. Honestly and genuinely. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you live with your parents.
And she posted that video of her looking scared and left. Okay. She was not going to come back on TikTok. She only came back because she was exposed. And that's not right. Like, you are going to let people worry for days on end.
But that's why I was asking in the beginning, what prompted the original video of her being scared? Like, I think that came before the exposed.
It did.
Ones. So why was she leaving?
I think that maybe they found out about her TikTok. If she really is in a community, maybe they did. if she's not in a community, maybe she made that part up and was just like, well, let's just like amp this up a bit or something. I don't know. But I do think that she is part of a community, some sort of community, even if it's a Facebook group or something.
I really don't think that that's true. I'm fully of the belief that she is not involved with any community. What makes more sense to me, and this is just speculation, obviously, but like I said earlier, if she had made this video and then come back in like 2 weeks and was like, I've been excommunicated from the community and now like she has to figure out how to live like a normal person, even though she is. And
it was just going to be like a new narrative. What a weird turn this story took. I mean, honestly, I can't believe this is the same girl that people wanted us to cover because they're like, where is she?
Right there. Same place as she's been for the last time. For many years, 2016,
I was worried
I
for a second there, so I am glad she's safe, but wow, so fucking weird.
Anyway, shall we shift to a lighter note?
I would say a lighter note, but what even is this? This is something Lily's wanted to talk about for a while, but it's not until I saw a podcast episode recently that I was like, okay, yeah, let's talk about it, because this is an interesting one. Kristen Cavallari.
Kristen Cavallari? Yeah.
Oh, Cavallari. Oh. Got it. Kristen Cavallari from Laguna Beach. Yes. You might remember.
An icon.
You know what? I was always Team Kristen. Like from Hollister, I would have shirts that said Team Kristen, but I think that's because I was kind of a bitch when I was younger.
Oh no, I was 100. I mean, I didn't really watch Laguna Beach as much. I was more of the Hills, but LC was my queen.
Yeah, she became my queen, but I don't know why I was Team Kristen. I don't even think I understood the show. Anyway, that's who we're talking about because she's still very much on social media. She has her own podcast that's called Let's Be Honest. And
frankly, she looks the same.
She does. She does.
Hasn't aged a day.
Well, she has aged a day. She's actually aged quite a few days. She is now 37 years old.
Physically.
Totally fine. Queen Slay. That's very relevant to what we're talking about today because she is dating someone by the name of Mark Estes. And he is 24 years old. And that has sparked quite the controversy. And a lot of people just have a lot to say about their relationship. But what I found the most interesting was their dynamic. When they actually sit down and talk to each other.
I have more to say about the lip-syncing boy group that he's in called the Montana Boys.
Well, what is there to say about them? They're just cringy. Like,
I have never felt more secondhand embarrassment. I scrolled one night for so long watching those videos. They're the definition of like, go girl, give us nothing.
They're three men, boys, boy men.
There's even more than that.
Boys, two
men. Yeah, they're all around 24.
Oh, so this is like the hype house for Montana.
Yes, literally.
Interesting. They lip sync. That's what they do. And they try to look sexy. And it is
mostly
very cringe,
to the same
obviously.
Song over and over again.
Well, not even mostly to the same song. They'll do the same thing multiple times, even if they change the song. And they actually did that with Kristen. I'll give you a watch here, even though I'm not sure what, like, we might have to put some copyright-free country music, but it will be country.
Part of why we didn't cover it before, because you can't watch how bad the lip-syncing is because we can't play the songs.
But we can put country music, and you can imagine.
The thing is, they don't know the words, ever.
They know them
some
somewhere.
Of them. Look at their body language. Even without the music, I think it's even funnier, because they're so unenthused.
My favorite is when Mark pans over to Kristen because he's literally just like, there.
Like, literally,
she's
like,
there, go. And then they did it again to another song. You would think, not hearing the songs, that this is the same video, but it's not. It's different songs.
That guy always does the, like, he does the same hand, but he has no moves.
And then Kristen's there. And listen, I'm not here to age shame because that's really not what this is about. I do think that if the roles were reversed and if this was a man that was 37,
absolutely.
Dating
people
a 24-year-old.
I
don't even know if it's losing your shit, but it would be a side-eye situation. It would be like, interesting. What do you have in common? Because that's my question always with these types of age gaps. I think if we're talking later in life and you're 50-something and you're dating someone that's like 71 or something like that, I think even then it would be complicated because you grew up in different generations. You have different interests. You know, you're at very different stages of your life still. But this age gap, the 30s and like, or she's almost 40, closer to 40, with the early 20s, and especially when you're a man, you know, they take a while longer to develop. I'm sorry. I think that's pretty much scientifically proven. Kristen is not only 37, though. She is 37, divorced, and has three children. And her children, I think her oldest, is closer in age to Mark than she is. There has to be something said about what do you have in common with this person? And so I went digging, and in the podcast, there's several moments that I want to react to. But you see this dynamic of maybe they do enjoy each other. Maybe they do just like each other. Maybe they just have chemistry. I think they just both think they're hot, and that's pretty much
it. Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, don't get me wrong, he's really hot, but also his hair kind of confuses me.
I am not attracted to fuckboys. That is a very big ick for me.
It's my type.
Well, I mean, it was back in the day, but like, if I were to ever date again, like, I would be allergic to his kind. It's like, sir, look like trouble. Like, why the fuck would I fight for something like that? Like, no, thank you. But it's interesting because, again, she's a mom. Not that moms can't have fun, but moms of three children that are still relatively young, do you really have time to be fucking around with a 24-year-old who is like, so wanting to fuck around in life right now? Like, he just wants to fuck around literally and figuratively.
I saw her say on her podcast that they like met the kids already.
No, stop it. I didn't see that
part. Yeah, it was like the first time he came over to pick her up, he met the kids.
That pisses me off, but they're not my children, so I will refrain from elaborating on that. Okay, so let's get into how they met. It's a true 2024 love story.
If you guys have paid attention to the news at all, you know I've been in it quite a bit. How Montana came to be. Back in like September, I think it was, I'm scrolling TikTok and I stumble upon this boy group. I guess you could call them the Montana Boys.
Please don't say that ever again.
So I go, holy shit, who are these guys? Because they're so hot, but specifically this one. So we're both like, this is the hottest guy we've ever seen in our entire lives. But like, okay, we carry on with our lives. 3 weeks later, I get a DM on Instagram from the Montana Boys that just says, I love you. And I'm going, oh my God.
Like a little high school girl.
I'm like, holy shit. And because I've got no chill, I was like, I want to have you guys on my podcast. I get an email and I literally like, ship it off to my assistant. I'm like, book them. Great. So she's like, they're moving to Nashville, my assistant. And I was like, what? Like, they're moving to Nashville. Then in December, we were in New York, Yumi and Scoot. And just for shits and gigs, I decided to then DM them back. And I was like, hey, I heard you guys are moving to Nashville. And then I asked which one I was talking to. And he said, this is Montana responding. And I said, oh, good. You're my favorite.
I think that she had not hard launched yet. And so she would refer to him as Montana, but his name is Mark. And it's funny that he references her as a high school girl, because when you see their dynamic together, it does give, she is like, honestly, I don't want to be mean, but it does seem like she's like their aunt or something and trying to fit in with them and trying to understand like their teenage ways. Obviously they're not teenagers, but you could have fooled me and told me they were seniors in high school and I would have believed you.
She's not just older, like she's really famous and really rich and like very successful. I just feel like she's not in the same lifestyle even remotely as them.
And you see it here, she very much is trying to be. And that is when my curiosity comes in with age gap couples, where I'm just like, what do y'all talk about? Yeah. Like, unless you're just making out all the time and you don't talk much or something. But like, the questions I have to say that I'm about to show you are very cringe. Like, half of them she wrote because she definitely just wanted to know Mark's answer. And then half of them, she just wants to like fit in with them. It was very, very cringe. It's like, girl, you're not in high school. Like, what are these questions? So the first one was, how many girls do they have in their rotation?
So I think having multiple situationships at once is kind of the norm now, right? Would you guys agree with that?
I'd agree, yeah.
So like, how many girls are in rotation at the moment?
Well, moving here? Yeah. So like in Montana, we all had our own reputation.
Which was what?
Depends who you ask.
Yeah, depends who you ask. They weren't great from a lot of people.
Okay.
But so like moving here, we kind of have a clean slate.
It's nice.
Which is super like refreshing and nice.
Yeah.
So like I honestly don't really have any.
You've got no girls right now.
Like I'm texting some, but I'm not like.
You're not seeing them.
Yeah. Because okay. I want to like, I don't want to move down here and then like.
Get tied down.
Yeah, hook up with all these girls.
Who would do that?
I don't know. It's crazy.
Why would you do that?
Well, I can understand his situation, but like,
it was hair.
I'm saying, like, I don't want to be known as this guy that just moved down here that's, you know, trying to hook up with all these girls.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're trying to, like, have a good reputation.
Yeah.
You don't want to have, like, 10 girls in rotation and then be known as a player.
Exactly. It's not that I don't want that, but it's like, what's best for me right now?
It's just very, like, even the way she's just like, who would do, like, it's very awkward. It just seems like she's. Whatever. But we'll move on. Oh, yeah. Here's where she tells him to describe their dream girl.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, so you just want him to describe you.
And then I feel like they're all kind of trying to tiptoe around it, like to make them seem like not assholes.
You know what energy it gives? 27 questions or whatever the game is. Do you know that game?
No.
Like in Miami. I don't know if it's just a Miami thing. But when you were talking to someone for the first time, you would ask each other like, it's like, oh, let's ask each other 27 questions or 21 questions. I don't remember how many it was. But it was always like the first one was like, what's your favorite color? And then like the third one would be like, have you ever had sex? Like, it's just very awkward. But the whole point of it was like a very flirty, awkward, like we just want to like know intimate things about each other. Not even just sex,
like,
but just be like, so do you like game. Yeah, that is the energy she's giving, where it's just like, so what are your guys' dream girls, Mark? You first.
It's like, I don't know how to bring up this conversation organically, so I'm just going to do it for the podcast.
Yeah, but it definitely gives an insight to their dynamic, which is just interesting.
Describe your dream girl.
Oh, that's so hard.
I mean, if you do know her, that's cool too.
I think it's like right to your left. Yeah, right.
What is it, Mark?
Like someone like hard right to my left. But I don't know. I think even these guys could agree. Like, I just kind of like a powerful woman, or you know what I mean? Like just someone that's like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I get it.
Like
a confident.
Someone that like keeps me on my toes at all the times, yeah. You know, where I'm always like wondering what the next move is going to be in a weird way. I don't know.
I like that. I can do that.
And I know you can.
That was basically that part. That
they're in her house, right?
I don't know.
I mean, it's definitely not their house, I don't think.
Yeah, they could be at her house. I think that where I get more tripped up is, okay, they could just be an age gap couple that is just attracted to each other, and that's basically all that there is there. That's what it seems like. But her being a mom is what trips me up. Not because she can't do this because she's a mom, but I'm just like, how involved or understanding is he about her being a mom and everything that comes with that? And is he just pulling her away from being a mom? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like he wants to just do his own thing with her, date a hot woman. And
does he want to be a part of her life, or does he want her to be a part of his life?
Yeah, I think that's the only issue I can genuinely see coming from this, because obviously they're both adults, and if they choose to be together, whatever. People can think it's weird, people can think it's whatever, but it is what it is, and it's not my relationship. But that being said,
if the roles she is were still reversed, a mom to young would children lose their shit though, I think, because she is really famous and really rich, that there's a power dynamic at play.
That's true actually too, because he definitely is very intrigued, because they were popular on TikTok, but like to whom? I didn't know anything about them. Like, I think that he is intrigued by all of that, but all that being said, I don't think that's making him like necessarily a better partner. I think he's still very immature. I don't think he's ready to settle down at all. And when you have kids, you kind of either need to date casually and never cross those two worlds and make that work without compromising what kind of a parent you are, or find someone that's fully wanting to be integrated into that. And I don't think he's either of those. Like, he met the kids on the first fucking visit. Are you kidding me? That's crazy.
I know. I saw someone point out, I think it was on TikTok, that they were like, people are acting like Kristen's like the cougar in this situation, like she's going after him, but also like, who has more to gain here? And they pointed out that it's like, she has hard launched him, like posted a bunch of stuff and like is posting like hearts and pictures of them like on her Instagram grid. But then he's posting like a story.
He did end up posting her after people started saying that. He posted a picture with like a heart and said, my girl and I, or something like that. And like hard launched on his pages, it's also immature. But yeah, he did eventually do that.
That people seemed like maybe she's more into it than he is, because he's kind of like,
I mean,
this is cool. But like, also now I'm going to be even more famous. Now I can have more girls.
Yeah. Oh, this one, she asks them if they want to settle down and like basically what's stopping them. And this one went kind of viral on TikTok. I was like, ooh, girl.
What's the overall temperature of guys your age with relationships? Like, are you wanting to be in a relationship, or are you trying to not catch feelings, as they say?
Well, I think from what we've all heard from people that are older than us is don't settle down.
Yeah.
Wait to settle down. You do it at 22, you're going to wish you didn't at 27, like that.
Yeah.
So right now we have the opportunity to not settle down.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in Montana, where we come from, like there's definitely that culture, the good old boy, like I want to marry my high school sweetheart. There's definitely still that going on everywhere. But like from our experiences, I don't want to settle down right now. I know Cutter doesn't. I don't know about this guy.
I don't know about this guy either.
But I know that like there's so many different things that could happen in the future.
Yeah.
Why not like try to get to those like in your 20s?
Yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah. Okay.
Great. I do think, like, from our perspective as well, it's not that we don't want to settle down. We just have individual goals that we really want to reach.
That's and true too, yeah.
Having, you know, being with someone right now would be tough, you know? I mean, Mark Estes is fine. He's God-looking,
he'll be okay.
You know? He'll be okay. But definitely have some personal goals that we want to reach. So it's kind of tough to do that when you're locked down and you're focusing on a relationship.
Yeah, you want to work on yourself as much as you can before you get into the next one.
Yeah, okay. But what if you met your dream girl?
That's what we're talking about.
It all goes out the window.
Yeah, me and Caleb actually had a pretty deep talk the other day in the truck about that. It was like, would you settle just because of your age or whatnot? Like, and it's like, we're talking about like, yeah, I'm 24, but at the same time, like, what if I don't want to settle? And then 5 years later, I'm like, fuck, that was the one.
Yeah.
Like, is it, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you don't want to have any regrets.
And you just...
Like if someone came along right now.
Yeah,
like,
you really wouldn't want to fuck that up.
Heck yeah, I'm gonna.
And her just being like, "What if? Hear me out. You met your dream girl, and she's super hot and rich. Thoughts, girly?
Oh my god.
Yeah, she definitely is. You know, she's fishing a little bit for information she wants to know, or kind of maybe reassurance she wants. But this last one is interesting, I will just say.
Who's most likely to break a girl's heart?
Mark Estes.
Really? You're going to go with me on that?
Her nervous laugh.
I'm going to kill all day.
The nervous laughter is what got me. She's just like, That feeling of being around your significant other's friends is already intimidating. But add on the fact that they're all like 13 and more years younger than her. And she has to feel super out of place. Like, that's what people are speculating on. Again, it's not like, oh, you're criminally freaky.
No.
Keyword. Like, nobody's saying that.
No, it's just
like, what do you guys talk about when you're alone in a room? Like, he's just like, yeah, like, they probably talk about, like, working out, health and fitness, and then he'll just like tell her, damn, you're so hot. Like, that's pretty much the extent of it. Like, I don't think they're diving deep into life and reality. And I just genuinely have to ask how she is having a fun time. Because again, after having children, after being married, after having like the most real relationship of my life, to think that I would ever torture myself like this again. Like, I already sat through my fair share of fuckboys and talked to them and gave them way too much attention. At this big old age of my fucking life, I'm gonna do that? Like, no, I can't.
Maybe it's like a nice little vacation from her life to be like, all of these guys are worshiping me, basically.
Yes, but I think that they're using her for money and fame, or they like that aspect. Maybe they're not using her, but they enjoy that aspect of it. She is a beautiful woman. I don't doubt that he's like attracted to her and wants to be with her. But I think they're enjoying that. And then simultaneously, I think she also is self-conscious, because although she does have all of that, he is a fuckboy. And a fuckboy is gonna make you feel like shit whether you're on top of the world or you're not. Like, they're just gonna, that's what they do. They specialize in that. So you could tell she, despite being a successful woman, a mother, you know, living her life, having all this experience, she feels a little insecure.
She's trying to be cool.
Yeah, she feels like, again, I feel like she's the aunt that's trying to like, oh, so what do you guys do? Like, I'm the cool aunt. Like, don't worry about it. That kind of thing.
When she said catch feelings earlier, that was, she aged herself.
I think that I would feel a little bit different if I had the feeling on her end that she felt like this was just some little fling. But she feels like she cracked the fuckboy. Like, she's like, oh, I'm this woman that's successful that came in and he like, wants
if anyone's going to do it, it's her.
Yeah, like he met his dream girl. And like, he's going to settle down.
I just am curious, like, what the guy's dynamic about it is when she leaves.
Well, like, yeah, because it's like seeping through.
Of him, or are they like being like, oh yeah, you bagged a hot one, or is it like more, oh, mom left?
Oh my god, I think it's all three.
What was your first date with Kristen?
I took her to dinner.
Was it one-on-one?
Yeah, it was a 1v1.
So. Yeah. A 1v1. A 1v1.
You know, doing like a little pool and wine night at my girlfriend's house, and my girlfriend's 19. What would it look like if Kristen came to my girlfriend's house to hang out? Like, she would have more of a chance of clicking with
her
my
mom.
Girlfriend's mom than she would my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe.
Because they're closer in age.
Yeah, maybe.
Kristen's around a bunch of young people and probably keeps her young.
Yeah, she's pretty outgoing with that kind of stuff.
I think that just like how it seeped through when they're like, oh, he's the one that's most likely to break someone's heart. And like, they would make little comments throughout
this
entire
podcast.
They're
all like on their best behavior.
Yeah, I think that they've definitely talked about like, yo, what the fuck are you doing type of thing, you know, behind closed doors. They're all enjoying it very much and very outward in their support for her. And I mean, they came on the podcast and, you know, what did people say? Let me see the comments really quick.
Someone says this was such a missed opportunity. We learned nothing about them, how they got started as a group. They're not a group. They're three friends that lip sync very poorly and unenthusiastically to mostly the same song.
I'll tell you right now how they started. They all just were in a room and were like, you want to film a TikTok? And then they did it. And people were like, you're hot. Oh, this perspective is interesting because I'm not an avid watcher of the podcast, so I don't know anything about her. But they said, I think the problem everyone has with this relationship is that Mark flies in the face of everything Kristen just spent the last several months preaching as to what she didn't want. A young guy that is active on social media. So it's like, I guess she's been saying, because she got a divorce and all that shit, like, this is what I don't want to date. And then Mark comes in and she's like, never mind, you're hot.
Oh, because the other things, guys that do shirtless poses, guys that couldn't keep up with her financially, which I've actually heard her say too, and I don't really watch her often, but like in passing, I've even heard that. And then they said, let's face it, if Mark was just an average looking guy, Kristen wouldn't have given him 2 seconds of her time. It's all about how attractive he is, and he's giving her attention, which makes her feel young and alive. I think if we're all being honest, we'd probably do the same. I suspect she will have her fun, and this relationship will run its course, and she'll move on. No harm, no foul. There's backlash not because we're jealous and miserable fans, but rather because everything seems contradictory to what she was telling us throughout her podcast, which now makes her seem less authentic and more shallow, which is the television persona she tried so desperately to shed. Wow, what a thesis.
I think overall people just, you know, they're not vibing with the relationship. Some people are just like, okay, you do you, girl. Everyone else is like, this is awkward. Like, this is a strange watch.
Someone even said, who's the target audience of this episode? Please go back to talking to adults about real things.
Well, yeah, because her podcast is called Let's Be Honest. And I guess they do talk about adult and real things. This felt like a spin the bottle, like high school session. Like, it was just like very juvenile. Yeah. Like, so like, who's on your roster? Like, girl, no, we're not. We don't even talk like that.
And why would you ask that to the guy?
She wants to know, like, who's on his roster. But anyway, that's pretty much it. That's the Montana Boys and Kristen relationship explained. And now you know, and you're welcome, because otherwise, why would you know?
You're welcome, or we're sorry. People are really, really upset that we have not talked about JoJo Siwa yet.
Oh my God.
And to that, I will say that her music video comes out April 5th, I think.
Not me already knowing the whole dance.
She posted a TikTok that was like, you know, it's been stuck in your head.
No,
though.
It's, and it's like, no, oh that's my not God, what it no, said. It hasn't. She had, though, I think, really? A can of Celsius or something. She was like it or not, what's been stuck in your head for the past 3 days?
She's sipping it like it's like alcohol or something. It's like, girl, you're drinking a Celsius.
I always thought Celsiuses were alcohol. And I was like, why do people drink this at 9 a.m?
Did you see the one where she mixes two of them?
Oh, that's hardcore. She must have gotten fucked up.
I was a bad girl. She's like, anyway, so I think that we will hold our episode on her until the music video comes out, because that's going to be, that's what this is all leading up to, apparently. Like, I've never seen someone rehearse so much for a music video before.
Yeah, I can't believe it's not out yet. Interesting. Now we can move on to We Love the Internet. And the one that I have is a nod to a topic that I was supposed to do today, which was kind of random and would have been a weird fit, but it was J-Lo. And kind of the whole internet surrounding J-Lo, just because I feel like we haven't had time to touch on it because there was other things happening and we had our focus elsewhere, but it's so good.
It's like, less of a topic, the lore, and more just a universal cringe, a collective cringe.
It is so much cringe, and there's so many really good fucking moments, and that's why I wanted to include it right here, because the internet has very much come together to all collectively just, you know, clown J-Lo a little bit, roast her a little bit, you know, bring her back down to earth, because nobody loves J-Lo like J-Lo. So this is a parody of J-Lo's documentary. Which, if you haven't seen her music video, movie thing, and documentary, it's something.
I haven't.
And this is a very accurate representation of it.
You know, nobody wants this movie. My fans don't want this movie. The studios wouldn't give me any money to make this movie. My husband begged me not to make the movie. He said, Jen, it's not a good movie. And, but, you know, I'm an artist. And like all the great artists, I have to make this movie because it's my art. So I guess this is a love letter to that little girl from the Bronx who dreamt of making her movie, no matter, you know, if it's bad or nobody wants it or whatever. And I think that's beautiful.
The umbrella dance is so spot on. What is there's such the an movie? Aggressive umbrella scene. Okay, the movie is basically her love life. Like, she has representations of all her relationships, and it's also
like
a
reenacted
visual discography. No, she's not very much reenacting it, but she'll like have someone that represents, let's say, like Marc Anthony, and then it'll have like a subsequent like song that goes to it, and then it'll show, like, for instance, I think was Marc Anthony the one in the glass house, I don't know, but there was a glass house, and the glass house just shatters, and they're fighting and they're throwing things, like, it's just like,
oh, but it's her in it acting.
No, she's in it. Oh, she's in it. Yeah, she's in it. And then it all has to do with astrology, which is why all the famous people are in it, because they're up there and they're the different signs, and basically, I don't know, bro. It is literally impossible to follow. Very cohesive. But it is about her love life. And like, she's like following this like red hummingbird, which I guess is like her following her heart and love. And she works in a heart factory, right? And it's very confusing. And everyone hated it. And like, literally her entire documentary is like a documentation of everyone hating it. It's very funny because there's literally, have you seen Publicity?
Like, there's a documentary and there's a movie?
There's a movie and then there's a documentary on making the movie.
So there's two movies.
Essentially.
And no one wanted any.
The first one's really a long music video. Wow. Nobody wanted any of it. She spent $22 million, I believe. Yeah, but if you've seen Publicity, that famous sketch that goes, Oprah Winfrey said no? That is literally a scene in J-Lo's documentary where every single celebrity was telling her no. And she's like, oh, Jennifer Coolidge said no. And then her like publicist was like, yeah. And this person said no too. And she's like, oh my God, but what are they even doing? And one of them had a wedding and she's like, what wedding? Are they in the wedding? Like, why can't they make it because of a wedding? But she fought for it. She fought for her life. And Ben Affleck absolutely knows it's hot trash and he didn't want her to do it either.
Passion project, I guess.
So, period.
That one clip where she's like, that crazy girl running up and down the block.
Yeah. Oh, this hair reminds me of being a crazy girl running in the Bronx. People are literally like, were you even in the Bronx ever? Like, who are you?
This one, I audibly laughed out loud when I saw it.
You don't have to be scared as a kitty.
Look at his eyes.
Come on. It's okay. It's just a kitty kitty.
He knows.
See?
He's like, the cat's about to pounce down.
I don't know why she's saying it's just a kitty kitty. Has she ever met a kitty kitty before?
Literally, that they cat is about to pounce. I understand. Like, something has happened. He's having traumatic flashbacks right now. When I take Max on a walk, we'll be walking in the street and there's a white cat that we always pass. And it just like sits there and death glares us. And Max is so friendly to all the other dogs we pass. And then this cat, he's just like,
yeah, like, what the fuck is your problem?
What is that? Why is it staring at me? Mom, help.
Well, anyway, that's all we've got for you guys today. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. It was interesting and weird and random, but hope you liked it.
As usual.
If you made it to the end, as always, we appreciate you. We hope you had a great weekend. And as always, we will see you on Friday.
Cheers.
Bye.